NATO has decided to extend its mission in Libya for an additional 90 days, Charles Collins reports.
The UN-backed campaign has been underway since March with the goal of protecting civilians, and several top-level Libyan officials have since defected. NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen says the alliance and its partners remain committed to Libya's security.
Our decision also sends a clear message to the people of Libya. NATO, our partners, the whole international community stand with you. We stand united to make sure that you can shape your own future. And that day is getting closer.
There is growing international concern over the conduct of the belligerents. A UN panel investigating the conflict in Libya says both sides have committed war crimes, although the panel also says that violations by government forces are more severe. The report issued this week by three UN-appointed experts accused pro-Gaddafi troops of committing crimes against humanity, including murder and torture, while violations allegedly committed by opposition armed forces were less serious. I'm Charles Collins.